Mischief Makers Day 16. Up a tree.
And then we can have a room just for reading and a secret door.
And a rope ladder, Joe. We have to have a rope ladder.
The boys were discussing the tree house they planned to build when the weather got warmer. The tree they had in mind for it had lost a few smaller branches, and their dad said they could use it for their dream tree house as long as they planned it out and saved for the materials to build it themselves.
Time for bed, boys. Go brush your teeth and get your PJs on.
Aw, but Mom!
No buts. Time to go to bed so those elves can come and make whatever mischief they have planned. Jake perked up and zipped into the bathroom to brush his teeth. Joe looked at his mom and sighed.
I know, Mom.
Know what, sweetie?
You know that it's you.
His mom looked at him in confusion.
Oh, come on, Mom. You are the elves. You stay up and do all the work.
Sweetie, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But,
she ruffled his hair.
You're tired. Now go brush your teeth and get your PJs on. I'll come to tuck you in when you're done.
With a heavy, exaggerated sigh, Joe tramped off to the bathroom, mumbling under his breath.
Where's Santa?
Figgy frantically flew to Nim and Lil's office at the North Pole.
Figgy? Pixie, what's going on?
Asked Nim in alarm.
Where's Santa? We have an emergency!
Pixie paced and panicked in front of Lil's desk.
Calm down,
said Lil.
Take a deep breath and tell us what happened. Joe and Jake were talking about tree houses and poles to slide down, brush their teeth and...
Figgy! Pixie! Calm down!
Nim had never yelled so loud, had never seemed so intimidating as he did right now. Pixie and Figgy immediately stopped, interrupting each other and gasped, taking big, deep breaths to calm themselves.
Sorry,
said Figgy and Pixie in small, sad voices. Lil took a seat at her desk.
Now, tell us what happened.
Figgy, in as calm a manner as he could muster, related the whole tale. When he was done, Nim and Lil were absolutely silent.
Well,
said Pixie,
what should we do?
Nim cleared his throat.
Go back. Carry out whatever you had planned for tonight.
But we'll talk to Santa and let you know the game plan as soon as we can. For now, it's business as usual. Can't we talk to Santa now? Where is he?
Pixie half stood to go in search of him.
No. Santa is busy. There was an emergency in the reindeer barn.
Figgy's eyes grew wide with concern. He and Lil knew that Glitter had been spending a lot of time in the reindeer barn.
Is Glitter? Glitter is fine,
Lil said softly, reassuringly.
I promise.
Now go,
repeated Nim.
You're running out of time. Morning will be here before you know it.
With nothing left to say, Pixie and Figgy took off, heading back to their house, both wondering how long it would continue to be their house.